His client list read like a seating chart for the Oscars. Joan Collins, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Bianca Jagger, Sonny Bono, Tony Curtis, Mel Torme, and so many more. He was divorce lawyer Marvin Mitchelson, and he died this past Saturday at age 76. Mitchelson's work placed the term palimony in the legal lexicon. In simple terms, alimony without the marriage. It happened during Mitchelson's victory for actor Lee Marvin's live-in lover, Michelle Triola Marvin. Though it was later overturned, the win made Mitchelson famous. Later in life, he ran into trouble. Accused of shoddy work, Mitchelson lost his legal license and served time for tax evasion. Raoul Felder is a well-known divorce lawyer based in New York. He was a friend and sometimes adversary of Marvin Mitchelson.
The thing is, he was, in his day, the best-known divorce lawyer in America. In virtually every large case, Marvin Mitchelson was in that case, and he would travel all around the country, and that was part of it, I think, the genesis of his problems, that, you know, he didn't have time to really use his intellect and his considerable talent. He was a considerably talented lawyer. Maybe it was just a case like Icarus, gets too close to the sun.
Tell us about his courtroom skills.
He had very good skills because I've been in court. I've been on the other side of him. The trouble is, with all his peripatetic wanderings, he had all these cases. He didn't have the opportunity to prepare them in any depth. There was one case that I didn't want to take because it was a short time frame. An enormous amount of research had to be done of an extremely complicated international case. And he took it, and I saw the client later. The client was furious because he couldn't devote the time, and he became so overextended. I think he didn't tend to his personal affairs, and that's what landed him in jail, I guess.
Well, and just to explain that, he ran into some problems with tax evasion and actually spent time behind bars.
Oh, I think 2 years, I think it was away, and then he lost the license, too, the law license.
But he continued to practice law behind bars.
Oh, well, he was helping the... Yeah, I know that.
In some fashion.
He was helping the inmates, because they talk about jailhouse lawyers. Well, when they say jailhouse lawyers, they really mean inmates who make themselves lawyers. He was a lawyer, a top-grade lawyer, and he had the inmates there, so yes, he was able to really practice law to that degree.
At a time where we talk about domestic partnerships, and it's much more common even now than it was in the 1970s for people to live together without actually getting married.
In heaven now. He would be delighted with this, the whole new avenue of law that's opened up.
How much should he contribute to that? What is his legacy?
I think the one word, palimony, is one of those dynamite words that suddenly people have relationships and they say, that's what it is, palimony. The concept was there before. He crystallized it, and she lost.
She lost, you mean Michelle Triola Marvin.
Yeah. But that word was now embedded in the lexicon of divorced people or people breaking up psyche. And it's forevermore, his name is going to be linked with that.
You know, there some of the things that he did to attract attention to himself were almost legendary. He represented Marlon Brando's ex-wife, and in that case, he hired a process server to land by helicopter on Brando's lawn and enter his heavily guarded estate, burst into the star's bedroom, shove the papers in his face. Did he actually come up with this stuff?
Well, some of the stuff. I mean, I think that was part of his genius. He knew how to grab the public's throat with the case. And, you know, lawyers today have become pencil pushers, a lot of them. It's like a divorce, a game of accountants and real estate experts and appraisers and so forth. He was one of the last of the breed of people who put romance in divorce.
Mr. Felder, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Raoul Felder is a well-known divorce lawyer in New York City. He was speaking to us about celebrity divorce lawyer Marvin Mitchelson, who died over the weekend at age 76.